You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It's Wednesday, which means it's time to talk our state's history with our partners at the Michigan History Center. It's Thanksgiving week, so in addition to the parade, the family, friends, the festive food, and Black Friday, it's time to think about sending out holiday greetings or FaceTiming that someone who's just too far away to visit. Connecting with family and friends through cards, letters, video chat, it's commonplace today. But let's go back to the late 1930s, early 1940s, and that's when one Michigan family took a very modern approach to staying connected with each other, not with letters, not with cards, but with voice recordings on 78 RPM records. Here now to explain is State Archivist with the Michigan History Center, Mark Harvey. So, Mark, who was this family and how in the world did they wind up sending voice recordings to each other in, like, 1939?
The Stebbins family was spread out around Michigan and Ohio. They were just a very forward-thinking group of people. They didn't have one, but we estimate nine of these recording units in 1939. And they chose to use these instead of writing the traditional cards or greeting. They would just record their holiday greeting or just a update on the weather, almost like a audio postcard. In fact, I think that's how they were marketed as.
So before we take a listen to a clip of a greeting, what's the machine they're using to record these greetings on?
They are using the Wilcox-Gay Recordio. They were released in 1939. This company made other audio components back to 1910. They came out with the Recordio in 1939, really beating most other big companies like Philco and others to the market. There were home record cutters, as they're generically called, available before this, but they're mostly the kind you have to assemble on your own. You have to put the kit together or do some strange things that weren't really easy to get a quality recording. And, you know, vinyl's been around for a while, but this puts the technology in the hand of anybody, and they're cutting the record on a cardboard substrate so you don't have to mess with lacquer or anything like that. It's really simple, easy, and this company from Charlotte, Michigan beat everybody to the punch.
All right, so let's hear the product. We're going to take a listen now to the very first Thanksgiving greeting that the Stebbins family sent, and this was in 1939.
No snow this Thanksgiving Day, so I can beat Dave Bishop in a game of golf. I'm also glad the family is still here, so I can get a good meal and enjoy their pleasant company. And I'm sure happy that Charles is a good engineer to control the operations of this new radio recorder.
I am thankful because I get 2 days off from school and that we are not at war, that we are not governed by a man like Hitler or Stalin. I'm also thankful because Raleigh did not sit next to me during dinner.
Living in the Stebbins family is why I'm thankful. At this Thanksgiving Day gathering, 1939, eight of us are present. The bonds of Stebbins' interest are such that gatherings like this are not at all unusual. Perhaps Dad has another reason.
I'm thankful that I don't have to sit down and eat another such dinner as I have just eaten, at least for a few hours. But it really was a wonderful meal. Turkey, nuts, potatoes, gravy, meringues, and ice cream, and so forth. Reminds me of a dinner I had a short time ago at Eaton Rapids at the woolen mills.
Do they serve meals there?
Why, sure. Didn't you ever eat there at the cafeteria? They serve very famous food. They make a specialty of boll weevils, fried. Fried just crisp enough, but not too crisp. They know how. The waitress brought me in a couple and asked which one I wanted, and I said, I preferred the lesser of two weevils. I thank you.
You know, it is something to listen to voices and realize those, you know, that they sat around probably around the table or around the living room and recorded that in 1939. A lot more emotional impact than an email or a text message.
Absolutely.
So how many of these machines you said the Stebbins family had, they all kind of shared in them?
Yeah, they said nine, and they were anywhere from vacation homes up in Harper Springs, over in the Alpena area, Marshall, East Lansing, and then one of a family member in Ashtabula, Ohio. So they were all over the place. Everybody got on board. You know, imagine the first smartphone coming out, and usually you have one or two early adopters in the family.
Yeah.
And everyone sort of sits around the Thanksgiving table marveling at it. Well, they went all in. Everybody got them.
So you sit down, you and the family do your greetings. Dad tells his terrible dad joke. And so you have this greeting. And then it's in the form of what we used to call what I knew is 78 RPM records?
So they're recorded at 78 RPMs, but they look like a 45. It's sort of confusing.
But it's a little record. And off it goes. And you could pop it on any record player.
Yeah, it came with a self-mailer. So you would mail it. And then you could just put it on any record player. In fact, you know, we have a modern one here in the archives, and you can put it on and play it now.
That's something. So this greeting was the first one they did in 1939. How popular did this technology get? I'm thinking, you know, as the 1940s move on, you've got World War II going on, you've got people all over scattered hither and yon. Did this become widespread?
Yeah, the estimates are that first year they sold 25,000 units. People like Johnny Cash and Les Paul bought them to have their own little home recording. You know, imagine what today we have now is like a video recorder. They could record tracks. They could do that in their home without going to a studio. So it had wide notoriety. And then it's 1939, a couple years later, we're fully engaged in World War II, and you see soldiers recording on the recordios and sending home these to their family members so they can hear their voice instead of just reading a letter, which is obviously much more poignant than a written letter.
Very, very much so. And I'm looking at an advertisement for the Wilcox Gay Recordio 1940 home recording. I see there is the big low boy, so that would be the one you'd keep at your house for $129.95, which is pretty big coin for that time in our history. But there was also the portable recordio. So I could see why perhaps if you're, in the European theater, but, you know, back at headquarters, you're, you know, if you're behind the lines, you might be able to knock out a greeting to mom and dad.
Yeah, and we should describe how this looks. So imagine people are probably familiar with the cabinet-sized radios or record players. This is a cabinet-sized record player, and it has two arms, though. It has a cutting arm for when you record, and a playing arm. So imagine a record player with arms on either side with an attached, very vintage-looking microphone, like you would see maybe in a radio station. And then a lot of the higher-end units would also have the radio embedded into it. And what was really cool is that if you were tired of listening to your own voice, you could just click a button and record what was ever on the radio. So I like to think, you know, this is the advent of the mixtape.
There you go. And now we know that the collection, the Stebbins collection, has been donated to the Archives of Michigan. How many recordings are there? And what sticks out to you about what's in these holiday greetings?
Well, one of the first things that is noticeable on that first recording, you hear sort of the enamoration with the technology, maybe a little discomfort with the fact that people are having their voice recorded. That would be a pretty new experience. I mean, people have been listening to radio, but to be able to record your own voice and play it back immediately would be quite strange. But over time, you hear the discussion get a little more casual. They really start using the technology just to send a quick greeting as opposed to this formalized recording where they feel like they have to have all their P's and Q's in a row.
Well, it is a lovely way to travel back in time and sit in the living room with the Stebbins family as they share their Thanksgiving greetings on the Wilcox Gay Recordio home recording 1940s style. Hey, thank you so much, Mark Harvey, our state archivist with the Michigan History Center, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.